Do you believe songs can make us happy? It can connect with our past life experiences. There are a variety of songs, and how many of you listen it on radio? Hi, I am Brelvi. I am sure it has happened to you many times. You hear a song on the radio and you say to yourself, what a ridiculous song. Later that day, you hear the same song again. The following day, you hear that song a few more times. As the song climbs the charts, you can't get away from it. You hear it several times each day for a week. Then something incredible happens. You are sitting at home, and all of a sudden, you start to hum or sing that silly song. If at that very moment I were to ask you what you think of the song, you would tell me, it's horrible. Then why on earth are you singing it? The reality is, whatever you hear over and over will be at the forefront of your consciousness. As you also know, once that song becomes less popular and isn't played as frequently on the radio, you will tend to think about it much less often. There's an important lesson here. The mind tends to dwell upon whatever is repeated over and over. Unfortunately, the mind doesn't discriminate between messages that are good for us and those that are harmful. If we hear something often enough, we will tend to believe it and act upon it. Just as a song repeated many times will get us thinking about that song. This is the same way. Repeated thoughts about success get us thinking about success. So, if we will make sure to fill our mind with positive messages, we are going to be more positive and move forward boldly to achieve our goals. The more positive reinforcement, the better. And where can we get this positive reinforcement? Well, one way is to read motivational books. In addition, we can listen to motivational audio programs and spend much of time with positive people. Thank you. How many of you remember the last time you seriously thought about the words you use each and every day? How carefully do you select them? Hi, I am Brelvi. When I speak about the importance of using positive language to move you toward your goals, some of you may be wondering. They may have questions like, do I say these positive words to myself or do I also say these words to other people? You may be afraid that if you tell others about your goals, they will think you are being conceited and they may even laugh at you. Allow me to suggest a few guidelines in this area with understanding that there are no hard and fast rules and you should do what works best for you. To begin with, use positive self-talk as often as possible. In my view, the more the merrier. After all, you are talking to yourself, so you don't have to worry about others hearing your comments. The key is that you hear this positive input again and again, and it becomes deeply rooted in your subconscious mind. Whether to share your goals with other people is a much trickier issue. One thing I have learned is this. Never discuss your goals with negative people. All they will do is argue and point out all the reasons why you won't be successful. Who needs that? Often these negative Nellies are the ones who do little or nothing in their own lives. They have no goals or dreams, and they don't want anyone else to succeed either. Yet there are some instances when you can benefit by telling others about your goals. First of all, make sure that you are speaking with someone who is extremely positive and totally supportive of your efforts. This should be the kind of person who would be absolutely delighted if you achieved this goal and would do anything in his or her power to assist you. You may have a friend or a colleague that fits this role, or certain family members. It's also important to share your goals with others who are working with you to achieve that outcome. For example, if a sales manager wants to increase sales in the coming year by 20%, he or she would make this goal known to everyone on the staff. Then everyone can work together to achieve it. Thank you.